going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
We got Moody questions too.
We got Moody questions for sure.
At least one.
Like the thumb? I'm sorry, Moses. If your thumb was that bad,
yeah,
then, I mean, you didn't make a shot for like 10 days.
Well,
that's okay. A fact.
Yeah, but like if it was because of the thumb...
One for the thumb.
Then, dude, like, you're hurt.
Yeah.
Like, don't play. Don't put him in there if his thumb is literally sending the ball sideways.
A couple times, yeah.
Will never forget that fast break where he took the ball down the floor. And I think it was Gobert. It was either Gobert or Randall who's backtracking. And Moses gets kind of caught on the tweener. And he's like, do I want to take this to the hole? Do I want to pass it? He's like, nah, I'm going to pull up from 10. And he pulls up from 10 and shoots the ball like 15 feet.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, wasn't that the moment where everyone's like, oh, God, yep. What the hell is going on with him? And now it's like, dude, his thumb was hurt. So, yeah, we'll ask that. We'll definitely find out if that's what was going on.
1-for-12 in games 1-4.
Yeah.
And then in that fourth quarter, he was back.
Right.
10 points. I mean, 12 points. I'm sorry. It didn't really matter. But, you know, it wasn't quite, I guess it was garbagey.
Yeah, it was garbage-ish.
Yeah. But all of a sudden the thumb felt better.
Moses always looks good in garbage time because he's a better player than most of the people who are on the court with him.
And he's gotten a lot of experience in GT,
yeah, sure
unfortunately.
Does. Yeah. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in 10 minutes. Okay. So we'll further the conversation at that time. Dan in San Jose is next up. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark and Dan. Yeah, you know, I find it frustrating, the whole JK thing. I mean, I think, you know, obviously he's such a talented player. He has the size. He's explosive. I really think he could become one of the best attackers of the basket in the league. He has that capacity. We've seen it. It's obvious. You know, there's no doubt he stagnates the offense. It's read and react offense. He holds the ball too long, makes boneheaded decisions. He's very raw. His talent is raw. This is a very sophisticated offense. But I find it frustrating. I think we got to let him go. Let him go, Mark. He's too talented to see him languishing on the end of the bench. It's a tough watch. Let him go and play somewhere else. Get something for him. Like, you know, the level of volatility, Mark, and I don't want to be too long-winded. The level of volatility. One day, we love JK. He scored 20 points in 5 straight. Man, he's a talent, 6'8 with size. Wow. And then the next day he's on the bench. Oh, he can't rebound. Okay, you know, I get it. I'm not saying there's not merit to your point, Mark and Dan. And I'm not saying Steve knows basketball as well as anybody. I think he's one of the best coaches ever, top 5. But let JK go. It hasn't worked out.
Well, there's a validity to what you're saying, Dan, no question. However, I would phrase it differently. It's never going to be let JK go. The Warriors are not going to let go of their asset.
Unless they have no choice.
Right. But they do have a choice.
Well, I mean, if the offer comes in and it's more than they want to pay.
Which I doubt it's going to be.
I agree
already know
you.
There's only one team out there with any money. And as much as Jonathan did a wonderful job in the playoffs of maybe wooing some suitors, I don't really think anything that's through the roof is going to be there for Jonathan. So what does that mean? Yes, it either means that the Warriors are going to bring him back at a team-friendly number, or if somebody out there who wants him, it's probably going to be a sign and trade. And if you're in favor of a sign and trade, I get it. I get it. And maybe that does, maybe tucked into that is let him go. Let him go shine somewhere else and bring back a player who will play more like you want that player. Like, that may be what happens, but there needs to be two teams that want to tango on that. And so we'll see. But yes, it might go that way.
I think it will go that way, and I'm just reading the tea leaves and looking at the situation where you get into a series against Houston, and he's just drawing DNPs, and he's a guy who athletically should have matched up well in that series, and you know, you got into it, and he didn't play in game one or game four, five, or six, and those are times where if you have a lottery pick, and he was in his fourth year, and he was all the way back healthy, that would have been the time where if he was doing all the little things and fitting in your offense, that's where you play him against a team like that. And yet for the seven games, he didn't play at all.
Right. No, I'm with that idea of the fact that like watching him at the end of the bench is difficult. That's not what anybody wants. I don't think that's what the Warriors want.
I'm sure that's not what Steve wants.
Yeah, that's why they're begging him to sort of do it a different way. But I tell you what they really, really, really don't want. They really do not want to make the seventh pick in the draft and know that he has a certain skill set and then 4 years later let him walk out the door and get nothing for him. That would make Joe Lacob throw up in his mouth. That I know. So the only prediction I have right now is that they're not going to do that. The Warriors are not going to just get nothing back for their asset and watch him walk out the door and go play for a different team.
And
that's the last option.
Right, and they're also allowed to sign and trade him, but not actually trade him until February. They could sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal, whatever, at a decent number, and then go out there and see if camp helps and see if the fit can actually be something that works with a run up September, October, and you get to December and January, and you know, JK is playing. He's playing like he is here. He's playing well at times. And maybe you realize then, okay, we gave it another shot. Now you can trade him in February. You don't have to sign and trade him now, in other words.
No, but you could. Like, if it's all part of the deal, right? Like, but you're sort of talking about a sign, .. and trade.
Right, eventually.
As opposed to a sign and trade, which is all tucked into one deal at once. How about, let's see, Pat in Foster City. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking the call. You know, I heard the interview earlier with Steve Kerr, and you replayed that. That was terrific stuff. But I guess the question I had regarding usage, you know, it seems like it made it seem like usage is kind of a bad thing unless you're doing great and whatever. But, you know, you could be 100% usage guy, and if you scored every time, you'd be MVP of the league. So usage per se is not a bad thing. It just depends on, to me, it depends on how efficient you are, right?
Well,
so,
yes, absolutely.
I think JK's two percentage, I think, is pretty good. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's pretty good. If he could just shoot more twos and less threes, even if he holds the ball a little bit longer than we want, you know, it seems like that would be okay.
Well, I think that they disagree with you, Pat, and here's why. And this is the point I think Steve's trying to drive home, is if Jonathan, the usage rate, meaning the ball running through him, almost the offense running through him, what is Steph Curry doing at this moment while that's happening?
Chilling.
And that's what y'all want? Just Steph just in the corner doing a PJ Tucker impersonation? Just wait, stand up like GP2. Like that's the problem. And I think that a smart basketball fan could sit here today and be like, yes, I'm okay with that. Steph's about to be 38. Let's start transitioning him to being someone who just becomes more of a spot-up shooter. Maybe that's your opinion. And I don't think that's crazy, but it's not their opinion. And I in this moment, I still lean that direction too. Like, yes, Steph Curry, to me, is still good enough to be the number one player on an offense, and the ball is going to run through him. And if it doesn't run through him on this team, then Jimmy Butler should be next, and it should run through him, and it's got to work its way down before suddenly you get to a Jonathan Kuminga ISO situation. That is not proven in any way to be winning basketball.
Just one more quick stat on what the caller was talking about, because usage, Steph was 21st in the league, JK was 49th. In performance efficiency ranking, Steph Curry was 28th, Kuminga was 177th. So usage needs to correlate to efficiency for you to warrant the level of usage that you're getting. So Steph is 21st in usage, 28th in efficiency. That's a good correlation.
Yep.
And Jimmy Butler is even higher. He's 18th in PER, which is what they call it, efficiency. Yep. And his usage is way down, much lower than, obviously, JK. And yet, so when Jimmy's being used, he is incredibly efficient.
Very efficient.
And that's the way you want it. Like, lower usage, higher efficiency. Steph Curry's about level, on par, and Jonathan Kuminga's way upside down in usage versus efficiency.
Okay. So
I hope I didn't
overwhelm
the audience with numbers.
You just said the usage is very high, so he wants the ball in his hands, and he wants to be the final answer on the offensive side. He wants to shoot the ball, but when he does, it's incredibly inefficient.
Most of the time, yeah.
So those are numbers.
And that's numbers are numbers.
And that's not an opinion.
No.
That's you bringing up facts.
Yeah, the efficiency rankings.
I just want to...
And it's basically a measurement of what happens when you are on the court and you are involved in the action. How do things go? And he's 177th in player efficiency ratings.
Which is why Steve Kerr said, quote, he's not a guy I can play 38 minutes right now, because it is inefficient so far to this point. Nobody, Steve Kerr included, has said today, or quite frankly ever, Jonathan can never be a good player in this league. That's why I have a hard time with the whole thing about the future, right? Because what I think we're talking about now, and there's no supplanting Steph Curry as the number one option on this team. All right, great engagement today, and we're nowhere near done. Stay right where you are. We'll come back to you. We're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And now we are joined on the River Islands guest line by none other than Steve Kerr, head coach of the Dubs. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are. We're doing fantastic. And by the way, before we get into to chatting with you, want to remind everybody that it is all presented by Great Clips, and sports success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. All right, Coach. I wonder, with a little bit of space from the elimination and then the exit interviews and you get to now, kind of what's your view on the way this all kind of played out, and why, in the absence of Steph Curry, you guys just you weren't able to kind of grasp at least one game?
Well, I don't think my feelings have changed that much, frankly, even with, having a week to think about it. There's a reason Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And, he's one of the greatest players of all time. And, when we lost him, that was a pretty tough blow. And I think game three was the key. You know, we had our shot up six, mid fourth. That's the game that we really needed to get, because if we get that, the tone of the series changes. And, you know, Steph was scheduled to come back for game six, and we just had to find a way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To get to game six, but couldn't do it. Again, Minnesota played really well. For us, honestly, just the lack of perimeter shooting was the toughest thing for us to try to solve. And we just, we've obviously always been a great shooting team, but you know, we've been pretty top heavy with our shooting overall with, you know, some of the greatest shooters of all time with Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant, but we haven't been a team that's, you know, sort of built with, you know, 7 or 8 different perimeter shooters. So when Steph goes out, it's just a lot tougher to get the spacing you need in the modern game.
You mentioned game three, and that's where Jimmy Butler was terrific shooting it. He had 26 attempts and then just 20 attempts combined in games 4 and 5. Is it fair to say he took a back seat, or did Minnesota just focus more on him defensively, which made it so he couldn't try to be Batman to with Steph out of the game?
Well, if you think about Jimmy's game, you know, the way he likes to play, I mean, he's the best ISO player in the league, but he does it in a very unique way. And I'm talking analytically, like if on you know, ISO plays across the league, Jimmy. I don't know if he finished number one, but basically he's you know, number one in points per possession. If not number one, then you know, top few. But it's different. It's not, you know, it's not like an ISO into a jump shot. It's an ISO into survey and find an open guy on the perimeter or get fouled or get to the rim. And so those last three games of the series, last four games, it just didn't have much spacing. Part of that was, you know, we went away from Moses Moody and Quentin Post just for, you know, the way the series was going. And so he didn't have as much shooting around him as he normally does. And so all of a sudden the pictures were much different. And Jimmy was basically going against McDaniels with Gobert at the rim and not much shooting around him. So the game got way tougher, for Jimmy in those last few. And that was just kind of the way it shook out.
Steve, just because you mentioned his name, we're very curious about Moses Moody, the struggles he had down the stretch, and then the news today that there's a thumb injury and that he needed surgery. Do you equate those two things? Is that what was going on for him down the stretch?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you never really know, how much stuff like that factors in. You never want to make an excuse for it. And Moses definitely didn't make any excuses for it. I just think that, the way the Houston series shook out, they put Şengün on him. It kind of changed all the matchups. It changed the rhythm of the game. We turned to Buddy. Buddy gets going and has 33 in game 7 and, 24 in game 1 of the Minnesota series. So things really shifted towards Buddy and away from Moses. So sometimes that's the way it works in the playoffs. That's how it worked out this time. I was really happy for Moses the way he came back and played so well in game 5 in the fourth quarter when we got him back out there. But it just didn't work out for him that well or Quentin, in the series based on the matchups. And like I said, sometimes it just plays out that way.
And it kind of played out in reverse for Jonathan Kuminga, where he kind of fell out of the rotation against Houston, and then Steph gets hurt, and suddenly you need some scoring. And so he comes in and takes on a much bigger share. Would Jonathan Kuminga have been a part of that series had Steph not gotten hurt?
Well, you don't know. I mean, there's a reason that we were playing the guys we were, in the Houston series and down the stretch of the season, because we found a formula that worked, and we found lineup combinations that worked. And when you find something like that in the NBA, you stick with it, because winning is really hard. So, these are always questions that are tough to answer hypothetically. But I know that we had found a groove and we were winning and we advanced in the playoffs. And so we were going to keep doing, what we were doing. But as soon as you go down in a series, you have to rethink everything. And so we may have rethought it and gotten him out there, but who knows?
Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, this may not surprise you. You were on the TK show with Tim Kawakami recently and thought what you were saying in that conversation about the Jonathan Kuminga, like, umbrella overall topic was really, really interesting. And we've gotten a lot of conversation out of it today. And so I wanted to ask you this, because when you said that you guys have been trying to kind of hammer home the way that you want him to play, it felt to me like you were at least insinuating that you guys want him to play one way and maybe he doesn't. But I don't want to put words in the mouth. You tell me, is there a bit of a disagreement between the staff and Jonathan in terms of how he should be playing?
I don't think there's a disagreement. I think that there is a different view, from his perspective and what he's comfortable doing. He's obviously a natural scorer. You saw that in the Minnesota series when he got his opportunity. He scored really well, and that's what he's most comfortable doing. But with our team and the way we're built, and with Steph and Jimmy, they're going to dominate the ball. What we need from that spot is rebounding, and we need the passing, the connection, and yes, we need the scoring, but it has to come within the context of what we're really good at and what we're really great at for the last 2 months. With Jimmy and Steph. So I think, I said it to Tim yesterday. I mean, young players take some time to figure out you know, who they are and what kind of player they are and what their role is. And it's not always easy. And he, as I said, JK's 22. And I think there's plenty of growth ahead, but it's never an easy road when you're sort of going down a path like this.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to come out of that conversation for a lot of people and wonder if this is a can't do it or a won't do it kind of a conversation. In other words, these things you're asking him to do, you believe he's capable of doing them, right?
I do, but it's, again, it's, you know, we're you go down the path and you try to get, you know, kind of habits that are built, and, you know, you want them to be consistent. And so you know, in year four, you would hope that those things are coming. And I would say they have been inconsistent. I'm talking about the rebounding front and taking care of the ball. And so, look, I mean, I've tried to explain this, you know, to our fans and to you guys over the course of the year. But the way the team is built, you know, we've got two guys in Jimmy and Steph who are two of the very best in the league, and they're going to have the ball in their hands. We have two guys in Steph and Draymond who are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. It's just kind of the nature of their games. And so, you know, the fit with Jonathan, and I've been very open with him about this as well. The fit is a little tricky when he's a guy who needs the ball and he's a guy who turns the ball over a lot, you know. So it's you throw all that stuff together, and as a coach, you just say, all right, what's the best way for us to win? How does the puzzle fit together? And that's why we ended up kind of in the situation we did, where he fell out of the loop a little bit. And, you know, not his fault, but, again, young player, we're trying to win. And we went down the path we felt gave us the best chance to do that.
You made a great comp to Aaron Gordon on the TK pod, and we were playing that sound before, and you even mentioned that Aaron Gordon had to go elsewhere to kind of start to figure it out. Do you think that Jonathan Kuminga could develop into doing the things that you need him to do here in Golden State over the course of the offseason and, you know, coming back with the veteran core, or will he have to try and find this sort of role elsewhere?
Well, I mean, he's definitely capable of doing that here, and that's obviously what we're going to be focused on, you know, as a coaching staff. JK told me he's going to be around here a lot more this summer. He hasn't been around our facility much the last couple summers, but he's got a couple of young girls. He's much more settled down now, wants to be in one place. And so he's going to be in our gym, and we're going to hammer home those points with him and try to, you know, try to get him to understand all those loose balls, all those long rebounds. Like, you know, with his athleticism, those are plays, if, you know, for him to help us win. You know, he's got to get those rebounds. He's got to chase down those loose balls. He's got to run the floor, sprint the floor. And if he does all these things, then there's no question he can find a better role and find a better fit, you know, next to Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. So that's the goal as a coaching staff, to try to help him achieve that and add those things to his game to give himself more of a chance to play.
That's an interesting conversation it sounds like you guys have, because, Steve, if we had a nickel for every time a listener called us and said, boy, JK must want out of here. Like, did you take for, does JK, you think, does he want to stay a Warrior?
I think the number one thing is that JK and I have a very good relationship. We talk all the time. We like each other. This is all just basketball. This is not a case of JK coming in saying, hey, I got to get out of here. I want this. I want that. This is just trying to make this fit and trying to make this work. But every player, every young player, even the older guys, like they want to fit in well with what's happening. And so I think there's got to be part of JK that thinks about going elsewhere, and, you know, would he get more of an opportunity? And those are all very normal human emotions to think about.
You've talked a lot about, you know, JK not necessarily fitting with Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond all in the court at the same time. Is that fit something that can be developed and nurtured now that you're going to have theoretically all four guys in a training camp and leading into a season?
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while JK was out, you know, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured. And we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I'd really love to explore the emotional side of like Steph Curry's kind of helpless frustrations as this thing ended up kind of slipping away for you guys. For us fans, it was hard to watch those facial expressions for him over there on the bench. So I'd love to hear from your perspective the emotions you felt for Steph in not being able to be there as the season ended.
Yeah, I mean, you feel terrible for the guy. I mean, he's nobody cares more than Steph. Nobody puts more effort, more thought, more work into being great. And there's a reason he does it. He loves the process. He loves to win. He hates to lose. He's the ultimate competitor. And so you go through an 8-month season, you get to that point, and the team's in a great place. He's in a great place, up 1-0 in a series. Man, it's just excruciating for the team, but especially for Steph to just not have him out there, not be able to get out on the floor for Steph. It was brutal, but. Oh, as always, Steph has amazing perspective. He knows how lucky he is. He knows how great his life is, and he's not going to get too down because he's Steph Curry. He's got an incredible perspective on things.
Bittersweet and tantalizing were the words I used because you go up 1-0, and it felt like maybe there was something special happening. And of course, Steph gets hurt. Do you get heartened by the fact that you won Game One and you started to really see what, you know, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond could do toward the tail end of the year? And does that give you extra hope going into next year that you guys can really take another legitimate swing at it?
Well, yeah. I mean, after Jimmy arrived, you know, we were top five in both offense and defense in terms of ratings, you know, net ratings. And those are the hallmarks of a championship team. And all three guys are just incredible competitors and playoff performers. So the fact that we were right there, we win, you know, the first round, we're up 1-0 in the second round, like, you know, when there's only eight teams left, all of that, everything we saw, all the data, the chemistry in the locker room, it was all, you know, very, very promising. So you run it back again next year for sure, and you see what you can do, you know, around those guys and try to improve a little bit, you know, both in terms of the roster, but also the, you know, what we can do as coaches, you know, scheme-wise and lineup combinations, all that stuff. And I think we go into next season with a lot of energy and a lot of expectations.
Yeah, like without using names that are either on your team or not on your team, like does that go through your mind? If you could go to a computer and build the kind of players that you want to add to this team for next year, what would you do?
Well, I always love passing. My 11 years here, we've always had guys who can move the ball. The game just connects when you can pass. You look at the Pacers, you know, the way they're playing, and so much of their offense comes from the passing. you know, the Pacers and us were the number one and number two passing teams in terms of passes per game this year in the NBA, both in the regular season and the playoffs. It's always been our style. It's always been the thing that unlocks Steph the best. So anybody who can pass the ball can play for me. And then I think the shooting I mentioned, you know, just because we've been a little top heavy on the shooting side, if we could add a little more spacing, I think that would be really helpful as well. But of course, you know, those are qualities that are tough to come by. And you go through the free agent list, you go through potential trades. There's never anybody that's easily accessible, because if we think they're good, other teams think they're good too. So I have great faith in Mike and Joe and Kirk and the front office. And I know that Joe always does everything possible to you know, put the best team on the floor. And so I have a lot of faith in what our front office can do. And we're gonna do everything we can to put the best team out there possible.
You mentioned the Pacers. Are you watching these playoffs, or is it too painful for you, Steve?
I'm watching them, but I'm also not, you know, planning my day around them. I actually went and saw Mission Impossible last night, so I missed it. But I watched it this morning because I had it recorded.
Turned out to be a pretty good game. Good little game last night.
Insane. I knew what happened, but I just watched the fourth quarter this morning, and even though I knew what was going to happen, I still didn't believe it five different times. It's stunning what happened in that game.
Well, and is it true that, because I haven't seen Mission Impossible, is it true that Tom Cruise in that movie is down 14 with 2:45 to go?
I would say that what the Pacers pulled off was even more difficult than what Ethan Hunt was able to pull off in Mission Impossible. Yeah. Even more difficult.
That's insanity. Hey, real quick, Coach, a comment on Draymond Green, first team all defense, but also would love to know, do you think he should have won DPOY?
Well, I believe this is his ninth time on the all defense team.
Yep.
That's insane. I mean, obviously Draymond's heading for the Hall of Fame, you know, first ballot. The longevity, the impact of his game defensively, I think it's honestly, it has resonated around the league. Everybody over, you know, the last 7-8 years says the same thing. We got to get our Draymond. You know, we got to get our version of Draymond. The problem is there's only one. You know, and there's just nobody out there who can do everything that Draymond does defensively. And that's why he's so unique. That's why he's so decorated as a defensive player. And as for the, you know, defensive player of the year, I think he should have won more than one. But he's recognized around the league. The coaches, people know how good he is.
Coach, also real quick, would love to get a comment on the final performance from Brandon Pajemski, which looked like it ran the full gamut, like a bunch of points and a bunch of shots. You barking at him on the sidelines. You know, you mentioned afterwards some things you'd like him to do differently coming up next year. What did you take from that final performance from him?
Well, I was thrilled that he had that breakout game in Game 5. It was important for him, I think, for his confidence. I think it was important for him to feel the difference, you know, between that game and others. And I think there's a lot to learn as a young player in the playoffs. The playoffs kind of expose everything about a team and an individual, and it teaches you what you need to work on. And it was a great experience for Brandon. I'm a huge fan of his, a believer of his game. And I just think he's going to come back even better next year as a result.
Coach, thank you for the entire year. No one is classier than you, and it means the world to us. And we really appreciate the extended time that you spend with us every single week, including this week. And, We're already looking forward to next year, but above all, just thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to our chats every week, and you guys do a great job, and we'll keep it rolling next year for sure.
Absolutely. You going anywhere fun this summer?
I am. I'm heading to New York this week. We're going to a wedding. My wife and I are, and we're going to extend the trip into a New York City vacation for a few days. Go see a play. Go have a couple good dinners. And we always like going to New York. My wife is from there, but I'll be around quite a bit. I'll get down to San Diego a little bit July and August, but. The Bay is home, man. I love it here. So we don't want to travel too much.
Yeah, and if you get the itch to talk sports while you're out there, we're on 5 to 9 East Coast time, and we'll take your call. Steve, we'll put you to the front of the line because you're a friend.
All right. I'll file that away.
Yeah.
What do we need to know? No chance.
888-957-9570. That's right. All right, Coach, have a safe trip, and hit those golf balls straight, too.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Thanks, right, Steve.
You too. There he all goes. Right. That's all right. That's Coach Kerr, and it's presented by Great Clips, and sports success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Steve Kerr, and the curtain falls on the 2024-25 season and his appearances with us here on Willard and Dips.
Yeah, and good, frank, honest assessments and answers about Jonathan Kuminga. And then I like the question that you asked him without putting a name. If you could create a player that you're looking to add, what would that player be? And I wrote down the three things that he said, and none of those three things are things that Jonathan Kuminga currently does.
Mm.
He said passing, shooting, and spacing.
Yep.
They were the three. And I just wrote them down thinking, not that this was a rebuke to Jonathan Kuminga, but if you're looking to upgrade this roster, which is basically what you asked him, what kind of things are you looking for? You're looking for passing always, shooting, and spacing, and these are things that Jonathan Kuminga currently does not do very well.
Right. Well, and I also, look, I think that Steve didn't want to dive into this because he's very, very hesitant to speak for other people, right? Like all I think athletes and coaches, when you get interviewed a lot, you don't want to, it's kind of like why someone's like, you know, they're not going to be like, man, that guy got that. You know what I mean? Like, like the Puka Nacua a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When he started talking about Brock Purdy's potential contract, I'm like, dog, get your foot out of the mouth. Like, right. You know, don't talk about that. But when I asked him, does Jonathan want to be a Warrior? His answer went to, our relationship is really good. So again, I'm not going to overthink that because he doesn't want to answer for Jonathan, but I think there was tucked into that, there is an admission that, like, maybe not. Maybe not. And right. That, I don't think that would surprise anyone. But, you know, maybe not. Like, we may get to a spot where all sides just sort of agree that right here, right now, this isn't the right spot for him. It's possible that that's the way this ends.
I think it's probable. I would say it's more than 50-50, and it's no hard feelings either way. But if you're Jonathan Kuminga and your skill set is not matching up with what the Warriors need you to do, and if the Warriors need you to do X, Y, and Z, and you have shown either an unwillingness or an inability to do X, Y, and Z, well, then you might be better off, and the team might be better off if you just, you know, clapped the hands together and said, let's find something else for everybody, because they don't need a guy who is high usage and low efficiency. They need a low usage and high efficiency and somebody who can pass, like Steve Kerr was saying, and Jonathan's not that player right now.
Well, and I think Lucas caught this too, because it just so happened that I was looking in there when this question went out, and Lucas's eyes kind of did a thing. And I was thinking the same thing when I asked him, the Kuminga thing, is it kind of a can't do it or a won't do it, right? Like, you think he can do these things. And Steve's voice was like, like, he didn't say no, but there was a tone that came out that surprised me. Because I thought he was going to be like, oh, Jonathan can do this. Jonathan can absolutely do it. It's just a matter of willingness. But that's not kind of how he answered the question. I thought that was interesting. Let's just put it that way.
And it depends on what this is. Like, can he get after rebounds and loose balls and all the rest of it? Of course he can. That's just effort and desire. If you're athletic enough to be in the NBA, then I'm...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sorry, you have the ability to get on the floor and dive for a loose ball. How many times do we see Quentin Post on the floor in his short stint in the regular season diving after loose balls at 7'1"? So you can, if you're an NBA athlete, you can do some of these things. So I do believe a lot of it is willingness. Now, can he ever be a good enough passer, or can he ever ball handle enough or other skills? That may not be, you know, something that he has the ability to do right now, and it's not willingness.
We'll go back to the phones in a sec, but here's the one we're referring to. Go ahead, Lucas. These things you're asking him to do, you believe he's capable of doing them, right?
I do, but it's, again, it's, you know, we're you go down the path and you try to get, you know, some kind of habits that are built, and you know, you want them to be consistent. And so you know, in year four, you would hope that those things are coming. And I would say they have been inconsistent. I'm talking about the rebounding front and taking care of the ball. And so, look, I mean, I've tried to explain this, you know, to our fans and to you guys over the course of the year, but the way the team is built, you know, we've got two guys in Jimmy and Steph who are two of the very best in the league, and they're going to have the ball in their hands. We have two guys in Steph and Draymond who are going to turn the ball over quite a bit. It's just kind of the nature of their games. And so, you know, the fit with Jonathan, and I've been very open with him about this as well, the fit is a little tricky when he's a guy who needs the ball and he's a guy who turns the ball over a lot, you know. So it's you throw all that stuff together, and as a coach, you just say, all right, what's the best way for us to win? How does the puzzle fit together? And that's why we ended up kind of in the situation we did, where he fell out of the loop a little bit. And, you know, not his fault, but, you know, again, young player, we're trying to win. And we went down the path we felt gave us the best chance to do that.
He goes, I do. I thought he was going to say, I do. But he went,
do you take so-and-so to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do. I got a couple of qualifiers, though.
I do.
A couple of requests before I fully
do you, Steve Kerr, take this power forward to be your lawfully wedded starter?
If I do.
if Christy does this to me in July, I am hosed.
That's like, so funny.
I do.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of when you replayed it was matrimony.
Do you, Christy, take this schmuck to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do, but it's
complicated. I would expect Mark in year four for him to be more consistent as a fiancé and a boyfriend.
That's not good.
It's not.
It's not good.
And he said, he went on to say, you know, I would hope by year four that these things are coming. So year four and, you know, the things that you want JK to do, he's not doing. And you hope that these things are coming. I do.
Let me get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you. Are we good on that? Here, do yours first and then ask me again. It's kind of like when they come around to you at the restaurant and someone's like not ready. Well, wait, here, you order. Let me think about that for a second.
No.
That's not great.
We watch a show called Love is Blind, and it all culminates where they actually, they walk down the aisle, and they always ask one of them, and there's that pause, and sometimes, like, I just can't do it. And that's kind of where Steve was there, like, I do. Yeah,
like,
you should ask me second, because I'm not sure, you know, if you want to, then like, maybe I do. That tickled me as all, as a tickler. He went on to talk about turnovers, and I was just looking at turnover percentage, which is an estimate of turnovers per 100 plays. Draymond Green's number two in the league in turnovers per 100. 23% of every 100 plays he's involved in is a turnover.
Yeah, like turnover, I mean, some turnovers are going to come with the people who have the ball a lot. So it's not like, I mean, Steve just said it. Jonathan needs the ball, and he's going to turn it over a lot. But he said the same thing about Steph. He said it about Jimmy, and Jimmy hates turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, Draymond Green in this offense, he's kind of up there at the top of the arc, and he's running the show. This isn't an excuse for him. I think as far as this stat is concerned, he was sloppy in the playoffs. He needs to be better than that. But they're going to be turnovers. When you're in charge of kind of running that point and distributing the ball the way that the Warrior motion offense works, there's going to be turnovers
there. Absolutely. You know, a lot of the slop, I think, came from them just forcing it. They, to me, were trying too many shortcuts where I'm going to throw a 65-foot long ball pass to try to get a cheapy two.
Right.
Some of those happen. Steph Curry, 59th in turnover percentage. So, you know, not great, but not nearly at the level of Draymond Green. But other high-usage guys like Giannis and Shea, they don't turn it over because they only shoot.
They don't pass the ball.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't pass the ball. Let's take some calls. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Lee in Fairfield. Hi, Lee. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I disagree with Steve Kerr for a couple of reasons. The first thing I'll say is this. J.K. was playing well until he got injured. And then when he got injured, they picked up Butler.
Right.
So when he came back, his position was gone. So you're asking him to be, even though you say that he said he's been trying to drill this into him all along, that he needs to be a rebounder and you know, and spread the floor or whatever, but that's not his game. His game is to score. He's a scorer. You're not asking Looney to be a scorer. Looney's supposed to be in a rebound. So everybody got their own role. And his role is instant offense. And the reason why I say that, it's when Steph is out there, teams are double and triple team him. because they know no one else could score. The only other scorer we had was Buddy Hield, and he's hot and cold.
Sure.
He can't drive to the basket. He's just going to shoot threes. The last thing I'll say is this. If this was Kuminga's contract year. So, I mean, he's trying to play for a contract. And how many teams are going to pay you to be a rebounder? He's not going to get the money he's after if he's in there rebounding and spacing the floor and getting put back.
Right.
But
you understand why the Warriors don't give a rip about that. Like the Warriors are not here so that Jonathan can get paid. The Warriors, Steve has said this so many times, he's here to win. And your first point, like Lee, you have very good points, but can I ask you a question back about your first one? Like your first point was, okay, Jonathan was playing really well before Butler, right? And so Jonathan and Steph, and they're playing well and they're scoring. How's the record?
Well, I mean, everybody can't win. I mean, I know Steve Kerr says we want to win.
Right.
But everybody can't win. But let's say this, Mark. Last year, Kuminga wanted out. Remember that? He said he couldn't get along with Kerr. He wanted out. So you don't think there's some residual effects from that?
I know. Yeah, I know for a fact that there have been bumps in that road, at least conceptually. Right. I don't think they dislike each other. But, yes, there have been some creative differences. How about if we call it that, Lee?
I agree. And the last thing I'll say about Potts. Now, it just from the outside, it looks like Steve, and I know we didn't have another point guard when Melton went down or whatever, but it looks like he just allowed him more time to grow, right? And he allowed him to make mistakes while playing. And it seems like when Kuminga made a mistake, he's on the bench. And everyone knows that, and you guys know this too, if you're starting a team right now, and I'm just going to ask you, then I don't want to take up all the time. If you put both of those players out on the open market, who would get the most interest?
Well, of course.
Kuminga or Pajama?
Of course Kuminga would, but I also know you can answer your own sort of statement. Why do you think Pods had a longer leash? Why is it, Lee?
Because we didn't have another guard. Position.
You could answer it that way. I'd argue it's because Pods does all of those other little things that JK won't do. So even if his shots,
but he can't score though. Pods can't score.
Right.
Nobody holds him. They leave him wide open.
Right, but some nights he can. On some nights he can't. But when he can't, he's still out there moving the ball and rebounding the basketball.
Yeah,
which are the things that Steve says are very, very integral when you're surrounding Steph Curry on a basketball team. And I think they've seen a lot of success with that for about 13 years. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. Yeah. The only thing I say is that Kuminga didn't have enough time this year from coming back from an injury to be able to do all what Curve is asking him to do.
Yeah. And,
right?
It's because they had Jimmy Butler, that changed everything.
Lee, thanks.
I mean, by the way, they were 18-14 with Kuminga until he got hurt. The first 32 games that JK played, they went 18-14.
Okay.
JK was a collective plus 13 over 32 games.
Plus 13.
Correct. So he was a plus 0.4 per game,
okay,
essentially. Pods played 30 games before he got hurt. They were 15-15, and he was a plus 32. So about a plus one per game. Neither one was that impactful in winning early in the year, but you're right about the reason. And Pods rebounds more, and Pods is a better passer.
Well, and he, like what he just said, Lee, there at the end, that JK didn't have time. And I said that to you yesterday. The one, if I were Steve Kerr, or if I were giving him advice, the one thing I would have told him that would have maybe made this a little bit less touchy, the whole Kuminga thing, was to highlight that factor rather than Jimmy's here, and the analytics show that he doesn't play well with Jimmy and Draymond. That's all fair, but highlight the issue of time. Could we get JK into a spot and find the right thing for him? We could. We don't have time. We're the 11 seed. We didn't have time. He even answered your question that way.
Yep.
If we have training camp and we can build toward this from the beginning of a season, and the games are not so vital in November, then yes, we would have done it differently. But when he came back, we were on the 2-minute drill immediately. And so there was no time to sort of test run all these different aspects and different roles. And if I were him, I might have highlighted that a little bit earlier, and maybe there would have been less emotion around this conversation. I don't know. Maybe not. But we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and sponsored by Ceramani Ford, and we want to take more of your calls, and so we will. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.